USA Radio News.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. The president tweeted this morning, "We will be forced to close the entire southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office.
The illegal immigrant who allegedly killed a police officer in California was arrested earlier on Friday. Kern County, California Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the officer's death could have been avoided had it not been for California's sanctuary city law.
When you tie our hands and don't allow us to work with our federal partners and communicate with our federal partners about people that commit crimes and who are in this country illegally, we're going to have incidents like this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Another migrant caravan is heading for the U.S., and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The caravan is reportedly set to leave Honduras on January 15th. There are an estimated 15,000 members of it currently. The L.A. Times reporting that word of the massive migrant caravans coming from advocates and Spanish-language media. Thousands of migrants remain stranded in Mexico, left to sleep in unsanitary shelters near and around the border town of Tijuana, and many of those migrants tell the paper they feel abandoned by their caravan leaders. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Severe winter weather is causing havoc all across the country, from blizzard-like conditions to flooding in the southeast. NBC meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says the rain is causing chaos down in the south.
Flash flooding, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, especially southern Mississippi and Louisiana. Look what's happening. Frequent lightning strikes, reports of flash flooding. I know overnight there were water rescues happening. That's likely to be continuing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border down near El Paso, Texas. This after an 8-year-old migrant died after trying to come into the country illegally with his father. Now, that boy was in a hospital and released from the hospital, went back to the hospital, though, and died a short time later. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He says we have to be very cautious of the children that are coming into our country illegally.
This is an enormous problem, Pete. You know, the statistics out of the Border Patrol, just in the last month alone, 5,000 unaccompanied children crossing the border illegally, and 25,000 families. Well, guess what? They have health problems. There's flu around right now. I looked up flu in Mexico. There's an upsurge of flu right now. There's respiratory infections. There's strep throats going on. There's mosquito-borne diseases that we see. There's a risk of tuberculosis. There's hepatitis. All this going on, and we're not screening. We're not able to screen the people coming in, no matter how much the authorities try, no matter how much CDC now gets involved, and also the U.S. Coast Guard Med Corp was sent down there. That's going to be an enormous help.
Dr. Siegel continues.
I say flu. Let's start with flu season. These are unvaccinated people. I say let's try to vaccinate them. I'm out on TV saying let's vaccinate everyone in the United States, but nobody's vaccinated.
Right.
So they're going to spread influenza here right now. They're going to spread respiratory infections. Again, the other diseases I mentioned. I think it's a humanitarian crisis, but these are contagious diseases.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.